Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton. We're at halftime. D.C. Everest and the Appleton East Patriots are tied 7-7. The Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half. I'm Chris Conley, very glad to be with you for my eighth season as the voice of the Evergreens. Football is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688. That's 715-842-5688. Recap our first half scoring. Appleton East had their best drive of the game on their very first possession. Started back at the 17-yard line, picked up three first downs. The scoring play, though, was a weird one. It was a pitch back to Trent Harp. The ball was at Harp's feet. It bounced right off the field turf here and came right back up to Harp. And by then, the defense was chasing ball instead of him. When Harp had the ball back after it bounced to him, he was able to scamper down the sidelines for a 28-yard touchdown run. By the way, if you're a football rules expert, you know, remember State Farm, you make the call? If that fumble had touched one of the other players, then only Harp would be able to advance it. It likely wouldn't have been a touchdown. And of course, that's kind of a turf-aided, weird play. If this game was played on the old regular grass at Pickett Field, where this field was usually cut kind of tall and deep, played kind of slow, that ball would have been a fumble on the ground. There would have been a mad scramble for it. It would not have been a touchdown. Well, coulda, shoulda, woulda. On the first possession again, an 83-yard touchdown drive for the Patriots and a 7-0 lead. The Evergreens had a Ty Strelo-fueled drive to get even. Strelo had a nice punt return, which gave the Evergreens the ball at the 40-yard line. Strelo then caught a 27-yard pass from Ethan Ostrowski. It was Delton Zuliger, though, who got the Evergreens across the goal line on a 13-yard touchdown run up the middle, which tied us at 7-7 with Bryce Morris adding the extra point. That score came at 10:08 of the second period. Both teams possessed the ball since then, and neither was able to put the ball in the end zone. I had thought, if you follow my blog, that the Evergreens would be favored to win this game, and they still are. But boy, the difference between these two teams, again, just visually, we've seen the Patriots every year for a couple of years now. Appleton East is better than a year ago. I think the Evergreens are better than a year ago, too. Evergreens have gotten good play from their senior quarterback, Ethan Ostrowski. I mean, I remember Ethan as a freshman being pressed into the starting lineup for the varsity basketball team. He was always tall. But, I mean, Ethan is full of confidence and has developed into a leader for this Everest team. Good play at quarterback for Ethan Ostrowski. Ryan Latour, the senior, was the starter for Appleton East. You know, he called his own number and may have gotten chipped. The Patriots have switched to quarterback Burnett Peterson, and I wonder if that's because of injury, maybe not by design, just hard to say. All right, the teams are back on the field. The Evergreens will receive the kick to start the third quarter. I mean, I'm looking over to the sidelines here for Ryan Latour, who was the starter. And I don't see him over there. In fact, warming up is Bennett Peterson. So Appleton East, which has no passing completions, no passing yardage in the first half. Their passing game may disappear completely for the second half if it's a backup quarterback. Ball is being put on the tee by Fernando Vera. And the Evergreens have the speedy Ty Strelo back there. Brennan Neitzel also. They're going to kick away from Strelo here, I would imagine. Whistle sounds, and we're ready for the second half to begin. This kick is short, popped up towards Strelo's side. Strelo picks it up on the dead run, 15, 20, 25. Speed on display up the sideline. He's got one man to beat, and he is caught beyond the 40 out to the 45-yard line. Ty Strelo on the dead run. He got that at the 12. Ty Strelo is a spark on the special teams for the Evergreens. He ran that back for 30 yards. The Evergreens will start with great field position at the 42-yard line for the first play from scrimmage of this third quarter. Here's Ethan Ostrowski. Single receivers to the near side and to the far side from the pistol. Ostrowski will pass. Three-step drop. Looks for Hallenbeck. It's off his hands and incomplete. It's delivered a little bit high. Hallenbeck usually catches that, and instead, second and ten. You know, you would love to see the Evergreens march this ball here. They're set up. They got good field position. And the Evergreens have shown the ability to move the ball against this Appleton East defense. Just both teams have been methodical. A lot more run than pass from both sides here. Four receiver set. Twins to either side on second and ten. Ostrowski calls for the ball. Instead, he will fake the handoff. It's tipped in the backfield. Ty Strelo catches it anyway off the tip. And Strelo scrums forward for 6 or 7 yards. Evergreens fake the handoff to Delton Zuliger. And here comes third and four with the ball out at the 48-yard line. I mean, it becomes an advantage for Appleton East if they can get a three and out on defense. So you'd really like to see the Evergreens pick this up. The ball sits at the Everest 48. The first down awaits at the Patriots 48. Pistol again, handoff. Ostrowski fakes it himself. Forward, first down, Evergreens. Ostrowski sold the fake, and Brendan Neitzel had the ball. Neitzel moves the ball down to the 45-yard line, a gain of 7, and the trees do indeed move the chains. You know, in a game where the teams are more or less even, one of these teams needs to make a statement drive. The Evergreens are hoping that's right here for them. Everest has not led in this game, and we're tied 7 apiece now. Two receivers up high. Ostrowski gets the snap. It is a handoff. Ostrowski faked whether he had it. He absorbed contact. He does not have it. Neitzel carries for the Evergreens, but he only got a yard or two. Second and 8. We are early in the third quarter. Thanks for staying up with us. This has been an entertaining game. Everest football against the Appleton East Patriots. Next week, the Everest game will be live when we return home to Steam Stadium. What better way to start off the Labor Day weekend? Oshkosh West will be our visitors. Evergreens break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage here. Four-man front for Appleton. Three-step drop, a pass. Good protection. Throws is a wobbly ball into double coverage. Tipped, incomplete. Good defense there. Sam Crum provided the defense. Brian Hallenbach tried to fight that ball. And again, it just wasn't a well-thrown ball. A deep out down the far sideline. Had too much air under it. Ball kind of fluttered there. Third and 8. Ball's at the 44-yard line. Evergreens need to move this ball close to the 35. It's the first possession of the second half. Exactly 10 minutes to play in the quarter. Evergreens use a four-receiver set. Strelo's in the slot on the near side. Twins left and right of Ostrowski, who will keep the ball himself, goes right up the middle, lunges forward. He's very close. They're going to spot Ostrowski just short. Again, the Evergreens spread it out and give it to their very mobile quarterback. It is fourth and 1. And the Evergreens are going to keep the offense on the field here. The ball's moved all the way down to the 36-yard line, and they need the 35. The Evergreens picked up a first down earlier in the game in the first half. They're going for it here. In fact, it's a long one, maybe closer to 2 from where this ball is spotted. Again, same formation. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Will Ostrowski call his own number again? He will. Gets the cut, gets the first down, and dives forward. It's a gain of 5, and the Evergreens keep this drive going, down to the 30-yard line. Ostrowski's mobility will give the Patriots defense something else to ponder. This has been a nice drive, again set up by a good kick return. So Ty Strelo gave the Evergreens a good spot to begin at the 45-yard line, and the Evergreens have covered 35 more yards of real estate since then. We've got a whistle. This is an official's timeout for one of the Evergreens who has to tie his cleat. Yep. Want to be all strapped in here, you betcha. Now we're ready to go. Referee windmills, clock winds, and it's first and 10 for the Evergreens. A handoff here. Evergreens getting yardage between the tackles. It's a gain of 5 before the Everest runner is bent back. So the Evergreens move the ball on first down. Delton Zuliger forward for the Evergreens. Now this message from the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Have dinner at the game and support the D.C. Everest Athletic Club on game night. Eat at the D.C. Everest concession stand. Please consider volunteering your time as well for the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Go Evergreens. Now down to the 25-yard line at 2nd and 5. Ostrowski's worked exclusively from the pistol. He hands off here, tries to get the corner. The Evergreens did not get the seal block to spring that play forward. It's bent backwards towards the center of the field for no gain. And the Everest runners slow to get up. That's Delton Zuliger. Well, it's the Appleton East defense that came up with a play there, making it 3rd and 5. The Evergreens need the 20-yard line. The Evergreens will probably go for it on 4th down if they don't get what they need here. So it's probably 2 shots to pick up this 5 yards. 2 backs behind Ostrowski. The snap is high and bobbled for a moment. Ostrowski keeps it himself. He's still able to go forward, and he halves the distance. This is going to be a 4th and about 2.5 on a snap that almost went over the quarterback's head. Ostrowski had to tip that ball back to himself, then pulled it down towards his body. Where they're going to spot this, it's going to be 4th and 3. Ostrowski goes over to the sidelines to get his play. The Evergreens are going for it. Yeah, this is kind of a no man's land. It'll be a 43-yard field goal here. That's a little long to expect in the high school game. Evergreens have held the ball for the first 5 minutes of the quarter and will go for it again on 4th down. 4th and 3 from the 23, need the 20-yard line. Ostrowski to pass on 4th down, throws to the flat. Receivers all alone, complete at the 15-yard line and out of bounds. Hallenbeck on the far sideline for the Evergreens. So back-to-back 4th down conversions for the Evergreens. They pierce the red zone and get down to the 13-yard line. And now it's the Appleton East defense that's having trouble getting off the field. Evergreens had their own defensive problems back on the first drive of the game. And the first drive of the second half, turnaround's been fair play. 1st down here, snap is a little bit low, trying to get the outside to the corner, getting a block, shedding some tackles. That's Brendan Neitzel. Neitzel is out of bounds along the far sideline, got 1 or 2 yards. Well, which is it, Chris? 1 or 2? It is a gain of 1. 2nd and 9. Appleton East has not touched the ball in the second half. But yet we are still tied 7-7. This play's a little late coming in. See if the Evergreens are going to take a shot at the end zone here. 6:26 to play in the quarter. So the Evergreens have chewed up about half the time in quarter number 3. From the pistol, they got to get this play off. No penalties down here. Snap to Ostrowski, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, dumps out to the sideline. Ty Strelo caught at the 5, close to the 1st down and ridden out of bounds. Strelo couldn't quite get his shoulders turned around to try and get towards the end zone, but he is pushed out of bounds and he's right at the 1st down marker. Let's see where they're going to mark this. He's going to be short of the 1st down, but not by much. It's 3rd and 1. The ball rests between the 6 and the 5-yard line. Get it across the 5, and the Evergreens will have a 1st down. This is 3rd down, and the Evergreens would probably go on 4th. Single man behind Ostrowski. This is a wildcat play, a direct run towards the end zone. It's a 1st down, but not into the end zone. A wildcat formation and a direct snap to Brendan Neitzel. Neitzel's got a 1st down. The ball moves to the 4-yard line. Does Appleton East want a timeout? The official signaled to stop the clock for a moment. That's just to get the yard marker set. And now we wind again. 6 minutes to play, 3rd quarter. Evergreen's looking to take the lead here. It's 1st and goal from the 3. Again, Neitzel is the one man in the backfield. Another wildcat stop. And this time it's a direct snap to one of the Evergreens up men who slants towards the end zone. He is bent back and not in. I don't know, are the Evergreens being too cute by half here? They slid Ostrowski into the slot as quarterback there. So that's kind of unusual. Ostrowski picked up a yard. It is 2nd down from the 2. So the Appleton East defense is trying to use the goal line as an anchor and keep the Evergreens out. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout called by the Evergreens. This makes sense. I mean, the Evergreens have possessed the ball ever since the start of the second half. You're now down 2 yards away from pay dirt. And you've shown an unusual look on the last two plays. Now the Evergreens will take this timeout to make sure that they've got personnel and everything that they want to be just right. So they try and punch this in and take a lead. High school football tonight is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. I'm Chris Conley. You know, all of last year, the Evergreens had trouble scoring points. They're 2-7, and they averaged 10 points a game. That figure's a little bit deceiving because the Evergreens opened their season with an impossible schedule. Opened on the road against Appleton North and then on the road against Fond du Lac. Top five teams in the state, the Evergreens were shut out in both of those games. But points were hard to come by a year ago. Points have been hard to come by for both sides in this game. But the Evergreens have looked better than a year ago. Improvement noted. After the timeout, 5:26 to play in the third quarter, and it's second and goal from the two. Evergreens bring in the heavy work here. We've got three backs behind Ostrowski. Power football here. Handoff. Second man through. Touchdown, Evergreens! Delton Zuliger. Zuliger was the last man in that jumbo package. Follows his blocking into the end zone, and the Evergreens have their first lead of the night and their first lead of the young season. Now that was an impressive drive. A 55-yard drive. The Evergreens started with good field position. But they were able to methodically move the ball down the field, and with 5:21 to play in the third quarter, they've got it in the end zone. Extra point coming, Bryce Morris will attempt for the Evergreens. Morris, a junior now, shared the kicking duties as a sophomore last year. Snap is good, kick to the uprights is powered through, and our new score is 14-7. This Appleton East team must be a little bit frustrated to go so long without touching the football. And I'll tell you this, the Appleton East defense was out there for a very, very long time. The Appleton East offense is going to have a little bit of pressure just to hold the football for a little bit to give their defense a chance to catch their breath. Delton Zuliger has both of the Evergreens' touchdowns. And boy, the little teams, the little things like special teams play, you bet. Both of the Evergreens' touchdowns have been set up by good special teams returns. A punt return for the first touchdown and a kickoff return for the second touchdown drive gave the Evergreens good field position. The Evergreens will be kicking off here. One of the keys at halftime is if the Evergreens defense can make the necessary adjustments. The Evergreens bit on the fullback dive between the tackles repeatedly in the first half, and Appleton East burned them for a lot of yardage getting to the edge. 14-7 Evergreens line drive kick. It's taken here by Tyler Brin. Brin waits for his blocking, tries to get this to the outside. Evergreens have this wrapped up, and down he goes. He gets across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Patriots will start there. Again, I am speculating that the Patriots starting quarterback Ryan Latour may have been injured. Had his legs cut out from him when he called his own number for a quarterback keeper, and we haven't seen him since. Just hard to tell if using two quarterbacks is by design, but now as we get into the second half and it's just been the backup quarterback, you got to figure that we have an injury in play here. It is Bennett Peterson to come out to run the Appleton East offense. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. See what the Everest defense brings to the party here. It's a handoff. Fullback gets a tackle, gets a block, and is forward for 6 or 7 yards. That's Nick Bovot. Bovot's come back bigger and stronger than we remember him from a year ago. Second and 4. Boy, is this third quarter gone by quickly. Now under 4 minutes to play. Everybody's uptight. A single receiver. Nope, now twins to the far side for the Patriots, the far wide side of the field. Man in motion. Quarterback keeps it himself. Met and bent backwards. The Evergreens defense not fooled there. Bennett Peterson got a yard or two. Third down coming up. It'll be third and two. Well, Everest football fans, let me tell you, opportunity is knocking for the Evergreens defense. A three and out after taking the lead would put this Everest team just over the moon right here. It is third down. They're going to mark it for third and one. And everyone's in tight. Now a man in motion, long count, handoff forward. This is going to depend on the spot. I think on second effort, forward for a first down. I believe the Patriots were looking over to the far sideline. Yes, first down Patriots, not by much. Bovent carries, and the ball spotted at the 36-yard line. The Patriots really needed that. Patriots could not afford to put their defense back out there after just giving up a long, long touchdown. Now first and ten. 3.5 to play, third period. A handoff straight up the middle, short yardage. Evergreen's defense stayed at home there. Nick Bovent gets 2-3 yards out to the 42-yard line. So, I mean, this is the first time the Everest defense has been out on the field since halftime. And the Evergreens need to be more stout, keeping the Patriots from getting to the edge and not biting on the misdirection, which seems to be the bread and butter of the Patriots' offense. One receiver spread all the way out to the far sideline for this second down play. Quarterback is under center. Peterson gets the snap. Again, Bovent, handoff. Nope, it's back to one of the other up men, forward for 2 or 3 yards, third and three coming up. So another chance for the Evergreens to get off the field. Yeah, Bennett Peterson faked it to Bovent. Gotta respect that. That it went over to Trent Harp. The ball's at the 45-yard line. And the Patriots need the 48. Third and three. You can't go for it on fourth down in this part of the field, so the Evergreens with a stop would get the ball back. Man in motion. Quarterback pitches to the outside. Evergreens have defensive pressure, but he slips a tackle, gets up the sideline, first down. Evergreens had one man who had a chance at getting the pitchback man, Connor Crumda. When the Evergreens defender missed, Crumda had some real estate on the far side. He's across the 50, across the 45, and down to the 44-yard line. The Evergreens were that close. The chains are moved, the clock winds, now under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Evergreens are playing with a lead, 14-7. But it is East that is trying to counter now. Bennett Peterson is under center. Bovent is the back behind him. Man in motion across the formation. Here's a pitch. They got a throw on this. It's strung out and gets the corner and gets out of bounds. Trent Harp. Harp's got 10, 12 yards. First down. So not only is that an adjustment that the defense has to make at halftime, this will be a point of emphasis in practice for the week ahead. Got to contain, can't let those speedsters get to the outside. It's where East has gotten a lot of their yardage. A first down carry moves the ball to the 33-yard line. Handoff here, Bovent up the middle. Did that ball come free? No, Bovent doesn't have it. It's the man behind him who is carrying 6 yards again. The misdirection continues to work just fine. Evan Wright carrying. Second and four. While both of these teams have been run-oriented, both have been pretty productive on first down. Two receivers spread outside. Again, Appleton East has yet to complete a pass in this game. Bovent faked. It's the second man through, and quarterback keeps it himself and has a first down. Gain of 6 more to the 22-yard line. Bennett Peterson. I'm not sure how much you want Peterson, your second-string quarterback, carrying the ball. Who's the third-string quarterback if he gets hurt? We believe he is in for the injured Ryan Latour. Evergreens, again, make a defensive adjustment. They're putting in more linemen. Want to stack the box here. Just outside the red zone, it's a first down at the 22-yard line for the Patriots. Bovent carries, got his legs, he's forward for 2 or 3 yards. The Evergreens defense, pretty good there, defending Bovent. That handoff was not as well disguised. Second and 7. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. In fact, Appleton East, if they don't want to, do not have to snap the ball here. That third quarter moved along lickety-split with a long drive for the Evergreens, who've only had the ball once, and this is Appleton East's first possession of the half. And they're going to snap this ball with under 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Second down and 7, long count. They will get the play just off. Fake to Bevent. No, Bevent's got it this time, and he's inside the 10. He's got a first down. It's going to be first and goal when the fourth quarter begins. He'll carry the ball down to the 6-yard line. The Evergreens had 2 chances to get off the field on this drive on third down. Appleton East converted a 3rd and 1 and a 3rd and 3 and has now driven the ball to first and goal at the 6-yard line. The Evergreens have the lead at the end of the third quarter, 14-7, but that's a precarious lead now. The Patriots are knocking on the door when we come back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.